Each appointment that you close, let's say the telemarketer in 4 hours sets you up one appointment. So in 2 days, if you're closing 50%, you've got yourself a client that's going to be worth an average of what?
Average of 10.
10 grand.
Uh-huh.
So you're paying a guy $15 an hour. $120 gets you $10,000 in revenue.
Pretty good return, isn't it?
Hi, this is Michael Sinoff with HardToFindSeminars.com in Consulting Secrets with another exclusive interview with an expert marketing consultant for the HMA trained consultants. This interview is with Sam Bowman. Sam Bowman's out of Nashville, Tennessee. He has been consulting for 8 years, and he was trained by Richard in Richard's marketing consulting system, almost identical to the HMA system, but at that time under a different name. In this interview, you'll hear how Sam gets clients. You'll hear the word-for-word scripts he uses to get the appointment. You'll hear exactly what Sam does on the appointment, what he says, where he sits, and how he gets the client to say yes. You'll hear an exact breakdown of how many hours of calls his trained teleprospectors make to set an appointment. You'll hear his favorite clients to work with. You'll hear his warning list of the clients to run from. You'll hear when he gets paid, how he charges, and how he keeps his clients happy. This is 8 years of marketing consulting advice from a man who's in his 70s using Richard's system to have a very successful marketing practice. You'll also hear at the end a personal message from Sam to you, the HMA consultants. There's a wealth of knowledge here. It's not the kind of recording you can listen to one time. Make sure you print the transcripts and use some of the word scripts we did in the role playing. Enjoy. Hey, Sam, Mike's out there.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Okay, you got some time now?
Yes, that'd be fine.
All right, great. Right, well, let me tell you the purpose of the call. It's twofold. Interview expert marketing consultants or marketing consultants, some new, some very seasoned, who have been in the field so they can share their stories and their experience of their marketing consulting careers, all the frustrations and all the good things about it. And they really love this kind of stuff because when you can listen to someone who's already been there, done that, it shaves a lot of time and gives them a lot of confidence in going out there and doing it. And I just basically ask your story and your experiences, and hopefully you can, through the questions I ask, share some tidbits that would help existing consultants and help prospective people who are interested in marketing consulting get a realistic idea of what it's like doing the business, especially through the system that you learned through Richard.
Sure.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what your name is and where you're located, and what do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself a marketing consultant, a business specialist? How do you categorize what you do? What's your USP, Sam?
Well, first of all, it's Sam Bowman, and my company name is Bowman Consulting, LLC, and I target sales and marketing consultants to grow the sales and bottom line profits of small to medium-sized companies running $1 million to $5 million in annual sales. And I guarantee my work, which is kind of an unusual thing for any kind of consultant to do, use those words in a consulting environment. But I've done this for over 8 years now and have found a very, very exciting and enjoyable business environment. I've made a considerable amount of money and have been extremely happy with the path that I've chosen to help these small to medium-sized companies.
Okay. What advice would you give a new guy coming into this business? What two or three things would you want to sit down in front of them and tell them before they got started in this business?
One, you have to really want to work because it is hard work. It is work that you can control. It is extremely satisfying and rewarding work, but it does take effort. And if you don't want to work and you're not a self-motivator, then you shouldn't be in this thing. Number two, you got to be a problem solver. You don't solve the problems, you don't get the growth. And number three, you've got to be able to develop a rapport with your clients, and that even includes the hourly employee. If you can do those three things, you can be successful as a sales and marketing consultant.
What were you doing 8 years ago?
I was doing manufacturing consulting for 2 years. prior to going into the sales and marketing avenue. I had taken early retirement from Allied Signal Automotive. My background, I'm an electrical engineer with an MBA in finance, and I'd been with a lot of large major corporations throughout my business career, but I always had the itch to have my own company. And when I had an opportunity to take early retirement from a joint American-Japanese company, which was Allied Signal Automotive, Jidosha Kiki Corporation here in Gallatin, Tennessee. I took the opportunity to take that early retirement and immediately went into manufacturing consulting and did very well at that. But I found that I got tired of riding the silver bullets around the country and wanted to be home every night, which is a real advantage of having your own company in a specific limited marketing territory.
Where are you located?
My home office is in Gallatin, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So my marketing territory is metropolitan Nashville plus the seven counties surrounding Nashville. And I don't go outside of that territory simply because, as I said, I don't want to have to spend an awful lot of time flying around the country.
Right, I understand. I lived in Nashville for about a year before I moved out here to San Diego.
Oh, you did?
In Brentwood?
Well, sure, absolutely, yeah. My wife's a native Nashvillian, and I consider myself an absolute converted Tennessean, and we just love it here. It's just a joy working with the companies that are in need of sales and marketing expertise in my marketing territory surrounding Nashville.
Okay. So you were in manufacturing consulting. You didn't like the traveling. Other than that, was there any negatives about consulting with manufacturing firms?
Well, I found it to be a little bit more cyclical. It was a little bit harder because you're working with larger corporations normally, and it's a little bit harder to keep the revenue flow consistent, and it takes longer time to book a larger corporation than it does the small to medium-sized corporation.
Do you have an idea of the average time it would take, the cycle on that, from prospecting to booking a qualified appointment with the larger corporations and compare it to the smaller businesses you're working with now?
To book one, it would take an order of 2 to 3 months to book.
And how many different meetings?
It would take at least 4 meetings to get it done.
Uh-huh.
And I work with a partnership alliance with a company out of Pennsylvania, and they were more established. And they broke down some of the barriers a little bit quicker for me, but it still would take that 2+ months to be able to get in and get a contract signed and start to work for the larger corporation.
Okay. So were you seeking out something different after the 2 years of the manufacturing consulting? How would you fall under Richard's training?
It was advertised here in Nashville. Eltham had a very brief introduction to consulting in general, primarily targeting sales consulting, but it was sort of a general introduction into consulting.
What, did you see an ad in a newspaper?
An ad in the local newspaper.
You were in Nashville. Was it in the major paper, do you know?
Yeah, the Nashville Tennessee.
And it was an advertisement that caught your eye that basically said what?
It said, do you wish to be a consultant?
Mm-hmm.
Introductory consulting seminar, and it was $35. And my wife and I both attended the seminar, which was about a 4-hour seminar.
So it was in the morning time?
He had 2 sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. We could get to the afternoon, so we went to the afternoon session.
All right, so did you have to call the number and schedule that you would be there, or did you just show up?
No, we scheduled, and we gave a credit card payment to be able to reserve a seat, and we went from presentation there, which was very interesting and so forth. And from that,
you showed up at the presentation. Were you sitting at tables, or was it just chairs? How was he presenting? Orally? For a PowerPoint slide?
He had a PowerPoint type presentation with a packet limited handout information. We were sitting at tables at one of the local hotels in one of the conference rooms.
Mm-hmm.
sitting at tables.
Do you remember how many people were there?
Yeah, quite a few. I guess in our session there were probably 35 to 40.
So that ad worked?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, yes, it did. It brought in quite a lot. Of course, it depends a lot on the economy, too. There were a lot of companies that had been downsizing, and people were trying to get a new direction in their life, and there were a lot that thought they were interested in being consultants. It was very timely, though. And then from that brief introductory-type seminar, a more formalized training program.
You had the 4-hour training there, and you learned some good stuff. Did he try and close you on a higher-end consulting package there, or did he follow up?
No, he did close on a audio consulting introductory program that cost about $150 to help you learn more about consulting and to take sort of a semi-psychological profile and make sure that you were psychologically aligned to being able to be a consultant.
And did you buy it?
Yeah.
And they had that at the back of the room there?
Exactly.
So anyone who wanted more information could buy more audio tapes that would take you deeper into the business?
Absolutely.
Okay, and did you go home and listen to them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I still got them, in fact.
Yeah, how many audio tapes was it, do you know?
Eight.
Is there some good stuff?
Pretty fundamental. I wouldn't say that it was overwhelming. It was beneficial. I felt like I got my money's worth.
All right, so then what'd you do? You listened to the audios and...
And received information regarding this sales modular system that was the Richardson that was going to be presented in Orlando. I pretty much made up my mind that I wanted to try consulting, and from the introductory information that Elsa's group had given me, I thought this would be very beneficial to me. It wasn't exactly cheap.
How much was it?
It was pushing $5,000.
Okay.
But I swung a deal where my wife could go along with me for about $500. And so both of us went to Orlando for a 3-day, very concentrated training seminar on Richard's program, which was then called Professional Consultant Marketing Program. They also identified it as a subtitle, the Extraordinary Power Marketing System. My wife and I went through the 3 days of concentrated training. Each attendee there was assigned a mentor to assist them in implementing the sales and marketing program that we've been trained on.
Take me back to the training. It was 3-day training. You met Richard for the first time. What was your initial impression?
Extremely positive.
Professional?
Absolutely. And Richard had been through it. I kid him all the time because he sold his encyclopedias on the street in Phoenix when he was first getting started in sales and marketing before he ever got associated with Jay Abraham and all of that high power type of sales and marketing theory. But he knocked on doors and he came across as a knowledgeable guy, very funny and had a good sense of humor, very pleasant but very professional too. So he was very well received by the class there. And I was extremely pleased that he was assigned to be my mentor after the class was over. My wife and I came back to Nashville and began to put together our marketing program for this particular marketing territory here.
Okay, so you came home and you went through the training. Did you feel like you came home and knew exactly what to do first? Did you feel like you had a system, or were you at all confused as what you needed to do or how to do the system?
No, I pretty much felt like I had a system. I was not thoroughly comfortable with every module in the system, and I wasn't thoroughly comfortable with the upfront activity that needed to be done. It's just a matter of getting your feet wet and learning it. That's like, first of all, selecting the standard industrial code that you really wanted to work with, and selecting the sales revenue range that you wanted to work with, select the marketing territory that you wanted to work with, and I bought a contact list from Info USA, and I had them put it in card format for me because I was going to be hiring a teleprospector versus a telemarketer, and teleprospectors were business to business rather than the consumer interface there.
How many leads did you buy?
I asked for all in the 7 counties who fit my zip code criteria at that range, and it turned out to be 6,000.
All right, so you had 6,000 potential prospects in your territory.
Exactly. There ain't no way I could cover all those, but it was wonderful to be able to have that amount.
And you knew you weren't going to be doing the cold calling.
I tried it. My wife and I both tried it, and it didn't take us long to realize that we weren't any good at it. And I also had learning that the two things you have in consulting is your time and your talent, and you can't waste those things. So it was much more efficient for me to hire somebody who had teleprospecting experience and to let them do the upfront appointment setting and me do the selling of the program and the closing of the program.
How did you go about finding that teleprospector?
First of all, I looked in the Yellow Pages. There was a company here that specialized in that type of service, so I met with them and negotiated a contract with them for so many teleprospecting hours using my call list.
Okay.
And we together developed the teleprospecting script I worked with them as they practiced it and made sure that they were getting it across correctly. I set up a reporting program with them for me. It wasn't anything new to them because we always had to do that to all clients, where they gave you the number of calls per hour, the number of contacts made, the number of pitches that were able to be presented, the number of appointments that were able to be set, so you had a statistical profile.
Do you remember the basic pitch that was scripted out when these...
Yeah, I still use it.
So let's run through it. Let's say you're calling on me and you want to do a little run through on it?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, this is Michael Senoff. How may I help you?
I'm calling for Sam Bowman. President of Bowman Consulting. Sam is a marketing consultant operating in the Nashville area here, and he uses the Focus on Sales marketing system to grow your sales and bottom line profits. We're able to grow the sales anywhere from 25 to 100% or more, depending upon what you want. And Sam guarantees his work. All he would like to do is have a 1-hour free consultation appointment with you to show you the benefits of the program and to get a little bit of information regarding your company. It doesn't cost you a thing, and he would be available to meet with you at your convenience. Are you interested in growing your company in sales and bottom line profits?
Well, sure I am.
Well, that'd be wonderful. Would you be available to meet with Sam, let's say, at 10 o'clock on Tuesday the 12th of April?
That would be fine. It's not going to cost me anything, huh?
Absolutely not. There's no obligation. There's no contract to sign. Sam operates on a strictly handshake basis. You have to have a elaborate contracts and this type of arrangements, he doesn't feel like that the kind of business environment that would be beneficial to either one of you. So I'll be happy to have him there at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. Now, let me confirm your company name and address and telephone number, and he will call and confirm the appointment before he comes in case you have any kind of difficulty at that time. Is your address such and such and such and such, and your phone number such and such?
All right, very good. Now, what if they say, no, I'm not interested? What do you do?
If they say that, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you continued success in your business.
All right, very good. So this is what you've been using for all these years?
All these
years. And tell me, you've done the numbers on this. How has this worked out for you? Do you have an idea?
In terms of closure?
Yeah. Can you do a ratio of how many calls it takes to make how many prospects to how many appointment settings, and out of those appointment settings, how many stick to the appointments, and then what are the results of this campaign?
I've got a statistical breakdown of that. The actual data that I collected for a considerable period of time. And I was looking for that the other day, but I misfiled it someplace, and of all things, it's not on my PC. I'm going to speak from memory here now.
Okay.
First of all, my teleprospector, I would not let them make more than 4 hours worth of call a day.
All right. Meaning one person making 4 hours, or?
One person making 4 hours of calls a day, 5 days a week. And I learned this because after 4 hours, the mind goes and the voice goes.
Yeah, I agree.
So I wouldn't let them do that more than that period of time for 5 days a week.
What were the best hours that you found?
I went from 9 to 12 and then from 1 to 2.
Okay.
The teleprospector, I paid them pretty good. They were contract labor. I paid them $15 an hour.
$50 an hour?
$15,
okay.
$15 an hour. And I found that I was able to get a good quality teleprospector. Because you have to go through several teleprospectors because it's a cyclical thing. They call, they book you up with the number of appointments that it takes for you to get 6 clients. Once you're booked for 6 clients, it usually takes you 6 months to clear those 6 clients. And then you're ready to go just prior to the end of that 6 month with another teleprospecting cycle.
Okay.
They don't sit around and wait on you. So for every cycle that I've had to go through, I've had to find a new teleprospector, create them myself.
Okay, because they come and go. All right, so you'll hire a teleprospector. They're going to do 4 hours of calls a day for 5 days. What do you see happen after a week of calling once they're trained properly?
Well, the number of calls per day that they're able to make, and this is how you tell whether or not someone is actually doing a job. I don't bring them into my office here. I let them work from their office or from their home, but they prepare for me a call sheet every day. And that way I know that they're making the number of calls that are really doing the job correctly.
Yep.
In order to get this, they could make more than 10 calls an hour if they have any kind of presentation success in there. A lot of it you get blocked, you know, voicemail and that type of thing. If you get rid of about 10 calls an hour, so they'd make about 40 calls a day for me, they might get through to 25% of that, so they'd get through to 10. And out of 10, they might book me one appointment.
You can book a good solid appointment just about every day.
Just about every
day. So 4 hours will get you one appointment.
That's about right. They would know my appointment schedule, but I would only take one appointment in the morning and one appointment in the afternoon 5 days a week. Once they booked me for 10, they would move on to the next week.
I got you.
Okay.
So they were keeping you pretty booked up?
After they got up over their learning curve, yeah. The first 2 or 3 days, they were on the upslope of the learning curve. Then, after they got really comfortable with the script and so forth, they would convert it to their phraseology, which sounds better. Then the appointments began to really take off. So the latter part of the first week is when the appointments would really begin to start.
Would you confirm them before you went yourself personally?
Absolutely, because I've learned it doesn't do any good to drive all the way over to an appointment and guy not be there for some very valid reason.
So when you call back, you introduce yourself as Sam Bowman, and we've got an appointment set for this day. Is that right? Now, do you pre-qualify more when you got him on the phone there?
No.
You just confirm the appointment, and you go out, and you meet with him.
Yeah, that's correct. Part of the teleprospector's responsibility is to do a little bit of pre-qualifying when they do a little brief survey of the company. But what I found is that it's kind of a turnoff to take that much time to try to do a survey right there.
Right.
So if I can get in front of them and can sell the program and go directly into the needs analysis, that's a better way of doing it than to tie up the call time and waste the potential client's time with that front-end pre-qualification.
All right, so you don't have your telemarketers do too much pre-qualification.
No, I've done it with the thick codes and with the revenue range and the geographic location.
All right, that's a good point.
And I don't care who they are. I don't deal with liquor stores. I don't deal with attorneys. I don't deal with cleaners. Cleaners are ones that have a terrible pollution problem that just makes their business very, very difficult. I don't do these copy businesses.
Copy shops.
Printing and copy shops, because they're a dime a dozen and there's one on every corner and the business is so damn competitive, the poor people are struggling with something awful. You can't help them because the market is so chopped up there.
There's no margins in it.
They sure is.
What about restaurants?
I've done one.
Who have you found that have been just pleasures, ideal clients with nice margins in there?
Matter of fact,
you like manufacturers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I like wholesale distribution. I like retail.
Mm-hmm.
Retail has been very good. I've had grocery chain, and I've done a millwright and maintenance company, which is kind of close to manufacturing because they make dies and things like that for the automotive industry, but really, I don't classify them as manufacturing.
Okay, you've got 5 appointments booked that week. Once they get over the learning curve, you got 5 appointments booked, and we'll come back to the actual appointment, but how many will you end up bringing on as a client out of 5?
I had about a 50% close ratio.
Okay, so 2.5.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into one of your appointments. Let's bypass all your learning curve, and let's go into how you do an appointment and what works. So you drive out to the appointment, you walk in.
Well, let me back up.
Okay.
You got to do a little prep on this thing.
Okay, let's do that. So you've got an appointment. You know who the company is. What kind of preparation are you going to do before you go in?
I have the system information booklet that Richard provided, and I customized a little bit by making the cover sheet their name and so forth. And I always carry an extra one of those for that company in my briefcase. I have one, which I keep with me all the time, of course, and then there's one for the decision maker.
It has a picture of what's the most popular form of gambling?
Yeah.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
The advertiser, yeah.
All right, so you go in with that.
Yeah.
And one for him and one for you.
Well, I keep an extra one there in case somebody else shows up that I'm not aware is going to show up there, so I keep an extra one there just to be able to hand it out to them.
Okay.
I do a one-page summary of my qualification, and I have 4 endorsements that I carry with me.
All right.
Now, when you first get started, you don't have any endorsements, and that's a real weak. Now, there are endorsements in that introductory booklet, okay, but you don't have any in your marketing territory or anybody that, you know, pick up a phone and call them and see what you can do. So it's really a hindrance and a barrier when you're first getting started. Therefore, you can't be as selective on the level of client that you're able to take. I mean, I've taken some that were supposed to be $1 million in sales, but getting started, they were only like $600,000. And when you get down that low, you're getting into some real problem-type companies there. So you just can't be as selective when you're first getting started as you can whenever you've got an established track record. So the first thing I do, I walk in and introduce myself and I said, I want you to have this summary of my qualifications to know that you're really dealing with a professional here. You can look at them and read them at your convenience, and they usually just take a minute and glance down through it.
Mm-hmm.
If something strikes them, then we might chat about it in a minute. Then I said, I also want to leave these endorsements with you, and feel free to call them at any time to get their opinion as to the best that I've been able to provide for them. Then I stepped right in and said, I'd like to introduce you to the Focus on Sales Marketing System, on Richard's marketing system. And this is a very brief introductory packet on that particular system. I'd just like to talk you through it. And as you know, that advertising is the primary media that's used by most companies, and it is a crapshoot. And you really don't know what you're getting in terms of return on your investment when you do that type of thing. But this modularized system here, and it is a system, you're able to measure the concrete results module by module to be able to know what kind of growth each of the modules is providing you. And I briefly talked them through the 7 modules, getting as quickly as I can to the growth matrix there. And I fill in their information there.
Do they know it pretty good?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. We don't have to be exact here, because this thing has got such exponential growth capability that you can give me just rough figures here. So I get into the growth matrix there and show them that if they want to grow their company $500,000 a year, let's say they're a $2 million a year company and they want to grow it $500,000, well, you know, that's like a 25% growth right there, close to a 25% growth. But you really get closer to 40% with the exponential growth that you got here. And I tell them that's how I guarantee my work, because I don't have to hit 45% on each of these 3 major growth elements. Getting new prospects, upselling, improvement in your current marketing techniques. I don't have to do all that kind of stuff, 25% on each one of them to get your growth. I can miss on one or two of them and still be able to provide you with your $500,000 growth here. Now, are you interested in exploring the program a little bit further? And most of the time, they've got, you know, their appetite is whetted. And even though I've attempted to limit it to an hour, they will go an hour or an hour and a half because they're very much interested in it. Then I roll right into the needs analysis.
So you go into the opportunity analysis.
Yeah, that's right. And when you do the needs analysis, you're figuring in your mind what the market will bear in terms of consulting fees. Let's take, for example, he's making $2 million a year, and the needs analysis, I said, you don't have to tell me your gross profit margin. I'm going to guess that you're about 25%. And he said, well, yeah, that's okay. We can use that, 25%. All right, want to grow your business, $500,000, so we're going to put $125,000 on your bottom line. And I'm not really going to increase your overhead. This is expense. Sure it is, but it's a very positive return on investment. So I always try to stay between 5 to 1 to 10 to 1 return on investment, my fee to their gross profit growth.
So give me an example.
Okay, if they're at $125,000 now on the top end, my fee would be $12,500, and I charge $2,500 a module. I know that I could stay at 10 to 1 and book 5 modules.
Okay.
Follow that?
Yeah, so if they're at 125, you've got $12,500 that you can divide between the modules.
That's right. So 12,500 divided by 2,500, that's what I charge per module. And I also know that with that type of growth, that they're 25% growth right there, I usually could get it in 4. If I give myself a little bit extra revenue there, by doing it in 5, I'll do it in 5.
So you're taking them through the opportunity analysis, and you're able to get through both these presentations in about an hour and a half?
Sure.
And are you closing all the way through when you're going through the module and you're saying, see how they can make...
No, I'm not closing at all. I'm selling them on the concept, figuring in my own mind, because they're going to ask you, how much does this darn thing cost? They do it every time.
Before you're done?
Well, at the end of it. And I'm saying, it depends. I'm not sure whether I can get the growth with 4 modules or it may take 5 modules. I'm going to go back and look at this opportunity analysis, the survey that I've done, and I'm going to see what I think is going to be required to get you the growth, guaranteed. And there's no written contract on this thing. If I come in and start working for you and you don't like the way I'm doing things, you say, Sam, goodbye, and I'm gone. And there's no problem in doing that at all. But I tell you, in all my 8-plus years of consulting, I've never had that happen.
And you've always done it that way?
No, of course, yeah.
No contracts, nothing?
No contracts. guarantee. Everything from me to you as what I'm going to do is in writing. It's specified, and you're going to see what I'm going to do for you. What you're going to do for me is guaranteed by a handshake, because that's the way I operate.
And what's the guarantee, Sam?
My guarantee, it says that if you allow me to implement all the modules that I think are required to get you your sales growth, and you allow me to complete that implementation, I will have you at or above your growth target 12 months after installation of the last module, or I will continue to work for you free with no charge until I'm able to meet those targets.
This is the end of part one, exclusive interview with Sam Bowman, marketing consultant. Please continue to part two. Here's another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com, and it's a collection of recordings on marketing consulting. I had met a gentleman named Richard who is one of the world's best marketing consultants, and I have 12 hours of audio interviews all on the subject of marketing consulting. We also have downloads to over 23 reports on the subject of marketing. In the section of recordings, you will find a multitude of ideas that will give you very valuable ideas on how to build and grow your business, and also how to teach others how to grow their business with simple, no-cost, low-cost techniques. If you go back to hardtofindseminars.com to the main page, you'll see across the top in white consulting services. If you click on that page, there's a form that will take you into a private secret section of my site I've set up just for you with all these recordings. All you have to do is fill out your name and your information, and you'll be whisked away to Consulting Secrets, where we have thousands of dollars worth of free downloadable audio recordings in MP3 and Flash, also the written printed transcripts in PDF that you can start learning from starting today. This information is hot, so get on over to hardtofindseminars.com, check out Consulting Secrets.